96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services for you. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or just to set up an assessment. It's Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you are with us on this Tuesday morning, the ninth day of the month of April. Right now, partly sunny and 44 degrees on our way to 69. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Humane Society of the Flint Hills Director Stephanie Akili. Stephanie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty well, thank you. How are you guys today?
So far, so good. So how are things going at the shelter here as we start the week?
Oh, pretty good. Kind of business as usual. But it's the stuff that's not just at the shelter. You know, it's what's going on with our contract season, which is why we're talking today.
Indeed.
Yes, indeed. So what is going on with your contract season? It looks like things aren't totally decided right now, are they?
No, they really aren't. This time's a bit different. So with the city putting out the RFP, you know, there's some other organizations that possibly could be interested. And, you know, today, of course, but now is really the time that our community comes together and expresses what's important to them. And I know with the Humane Society, what's number one for us and what we've really worked towards these last few years, especially, is, you know, humane care and to really remain no-kill. So we're hitting hard with this important stuff this morning.
You know, we've talked about the need for space, and we've done that repeatedly now for, oh boy, as long as we can remember. As you mentioned, last time you were on with us, you're always at some level of full or over full, to be honest, based off of the guidance from K-State Veterinary. But we really haven't talked a ton here with your prior conversations with us on air about no-kill and why that is so important for that as the contract period really gets to a decision point later this summer.
Definitely, Chuck. So, you know, people that have been around for quite a while, they know that our shelter, whether it was at this location that was made in the early 2000s or the prior shelter that was down by the zoo somewhat, it was a kill shelter. There were years where nearly 2,000 animals that were brought in. Unfortunately, nearly half of those were put down and euthanized. Originally, too, our current building was made as a kill shelter. And sadly, we were one of the last buildings in Kansas and shelters that did have a gas chamber. Now, luckily, that was taken out over 10 years ago, about, I think, somebody could correct me if they know somewhere, but I think it was about 11 or 12 years ago that was completely taken out. And then since then, it's been more close to no-kill, yes. Which, for those that may not know, no-kill is that your total animals for the year, under 10% need to result in death. I don't mean to have that negative aspect this morning, but it's definitely time to bring some of those facts and information out for our public to understand. I will say, since our restructure in 21, and particularly starting in 2022 with this new city contract, or I'm sorry, the one we're ending, was a two-year contract, so 2022 of April through this 2022 or 24 of April, which we did have the extension, we've ran very no-kill. I would say we're right around 4%. And with the support of K-State and our state inspector, we've been running according to the ASC guidelines. So they've had their full kennel. For the most part, stress has been drastically down compared to prior years. However, yes, our conversations in the last few years, and particularly recently, Chuck, we are always at a level of full. Our community's need for more animal spaces and animal assistance is extremely dire.
So what are you receiving right now from the city? What kind of payments, what does the contract give you at the animal shelter through the Humane Society?
Okay, so annually it's $132,000 to run our entire shelter program. So that would be in quarterly payments of about $33,000.
What would you, and I'm not sure if your RFQ or RFP, I think is officially what it is, but I'm not sure if your RFP is done right now, but would you be requesting, what type of increase would you be looking at here in case you do end up getting the contract by late May, June time period?
Right. So, of course, that is all part of the negotiations and what the Humane Society, or if we were to have a partner, can offer to make up additional funds or to have additional things added to our shelter or resources. Like I said, $132K is given to us as financial partner from the city.
Okay.
The last, say 2 years or so, the Humane Society has also pitched in nearly $50,000 of our money as well, whether that be from private donors, different funds, things like that. So we're really running a shelter in the about 170, 175 to nearly $200,000 to be comfortable. We will be asking for increase. I'll be honest, though, Chuck and Ron, we have not came up with an exact number yet.
Okay.
We have all of April to submit that proposal, and we're still trying to chat with a few partners.
So do you? How are you doing on adoption fees and donations? What do those numbers look like?
We've had some amazing folks drop by with some items for donation. We do get recognized and thought of in some of our community's memorials, thankfully. There's people that want to stop by and volunteer, which is great because it is about the animal care. And then, I'm sorry, Ron, what was the other or the part of your question? I knew you asked about donations.
And adoption fees, how are they looking?
Right. So, for the most part, I haven't figured that out yet with going through all the posts, but we usually have some sort of adoption special. We've been running an adult animal adoption special with a new approved app for $25 off and on for 2 years. Currently, we are in that. So, through April, our adoption fees for adult animals are $25. But some numbers there for you. In 2023, I believe our adoption amount of money that was raised from strictly adoptions was right around $5,000 or $5,500. Just one of those,
okay.
And then the other, whether it was $5,000 or $5,500, was from different donations and memorials. So we're really not running the shelter on adoption fees, and also.
Sure.
Our adoption rates, I mean, we're a bit stagnant again. It's about 37% of adoptions that happen from our local community members. So while we're very thankful for that, most of our adoptions are from people outside of our community.
Stephanie, really quickly here, obviously you've got a little bit more information that you need to kind of gather before you submit your RFP, and clearly you'd like to see the contract go forward. In case this doesn't go forward with the Humane Society of the Flint Hills, and it goes to one of the other two that have expressed interest but haven't submitted RFPs yet, and that would be Raise Your Paws or, here locally, or Prairie Paws out of Ottawa and Manhattan, How would the Humane Society change roles then? Because you've been partnering for the animal shelter now for close to a decade.
Yes, definitely. It's been nearly a 10-year relationship. In some ways where that is so unknown, I mean, it can be exciting as well. And it also can be quite stressful. You know, we think about our animals of Emporia and our current animals in our shelter, and we think about what really is needed. And the urgency, when we spoke last time, Chuck, and when we've been doing some additional posts lately on Facebook about some hard numbers, is that the new request from the city is the bar is set extremely high for our current shelter. They want to be able to service 700 to 1,000 animals. And to think about that when we have a shelter that humanely houses a full shelter at a little under about 40 animals is a bit mind-boggling if you don't have plenty of resources and partners to help. You know, it takes a village. It's a good saying, and it's very truthful. As far as the Humane Society, if we were not to have the shelter, I really believe from what I've talked to the board and some of our helpers that, I mean, we're not going to go away. We've been around for 50-plus years. There's been chat of our own rescue and space. Now, granted, it would probably have to start small, but chat about capital campaign for us to do things and run a program that is. It's a very no-kill, and, where animals care is really the utmost important thing. We don't want people to have that thought of, oh, they're going to the pound, oh, the sad pound, and all the sad marketing. We never wanted to be an organization or a shelter that, you know, had to run those type of posts of, oh, the countdown's on. We have 48 hours to save Sadie. We wanted to really, really change the outlook of our local shelter to be more positive.
Well, it sounds like, the proposal that you're going to have to present, you may have to be a little creative if you look at, mentioned the bar is raised very high, and to deal with the kind of numbers that the city is proposing, it's going to take a little work, it sounds like, Stephanie.
Oh, a lot of work, Ron. A lot of work. We're going to need a lot of help. That's the biggest thing, too, and I've tried to put that out there. Whether it's the Humane Society or another organization,
Well,
we really feel from our conversations is that it is important in this town. It's very important to remain no-kill. So I would hope that the city also supports that.
Well, Stephanie, thanks so much for joining us here today. We really appreciate your time, and we'll obviously be reaching back out to you here over the next couple of months as the contract process here continues.
Yes. Definitely. Thank you very much, guys.
Stephanie, thanks. Have a good day.
Thanks, Stephanie.
You too.
And Stephanie Akeley, Humane Society of the Flint Hills Director, joining us on our Primetime Newsmaker this morning, Chuck.
And really quickly, Ron, before we get into the schedule, I wanted to let folks know here that the two other organizations that have expressed interest, as we mentioned here during the interview, are Raise Your Paws locally and then Prairie Paws out of Ottawa and Manhattan. While they've expressed interest, neither have said that they are planning officially yet to move forward, and they still have a couple of more weeks before they make that decision. So my game plan is to get them on once they have decided to move forward with RFPs. That'll probably be late April, early May time period if they are agreeable to that. But we will definitely be tracking the contract process all the way through. Want to let you know that tomorrow's Newsmaker guest is Jennifer Thomas as we talk about Laps for Landon. Our Newsmakers are all the way full now through April 16th. Next available date's the 17th.
Yeah, Laps for Landon coming up next week. And our Primetime Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapies. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Hometown Healthcare. KVOE Live and Local 737, 45 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Hi, this is Congressman Jake LaTurner. It's an honor to represent Kansas families in Washington.